email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, loads of text in there. Never realised the House Martins were singing about roast dinners as well. We'd be living in a world of peas. Yeah. Caravan of Love by House Martins is a tune, Ray. Feeling vindicated now that I'm in the top 2% of listeners to The Beautiful South in my Spotify Unwrapped this year. With the great Paul Heaton, the driving force behind both bands. Is it too early to play Christmas Tree by Dustin? Yes, it is, Sarah in Wexford. And the best non-Christmas Christmas song is A Winter's Tale by David Essex. I would rate that as a Christmas song. And those thermal gravy boats are in Home Store and More for $12.99. And when the thermal gravy boats are gone, they're gone. Sorry. How are you, Connor?
Hey, Ray. Yeah, your listeners are very funny.
They are actually very funny. I love our listeners. And just on a serious note, on the just in case somebody's looking for them, the thermal gravy boat is featured on page 14 of today's Independent. $7.99 from Aldi from Sunday. That's Lulu in Dublin. Have you any strong opinions on roast potatoes, marifat peas, mushy peas, anything tougher on any of that? No.
I do amazing roast potatoes, if I say so myself.
Oh, do you? Right. I think everyone thinks they do.
No, I'd say my roast potatoes are probably... I'd put them up against Nevin Maguire. They're that good.
Right, okay. What about Spotify Wrapped?
I was driving in today and I was listening to it and I hadn't checked, so I went off and I checked, and weirdly, Left Field's Open Up,
right,
from 1996, Ray,
it was the most played song.
Most played song on my Spotify playlist last year or this year, and I don't even remember listening to it once. So, like, that was mysterious.
That is mysterious. Wow, Gremlins in your Spotify.
Yeah, I like the song, and I do have it on a couple of playlists for sure, but. It must have come up a few times.
Could anybody else be using your Spotify account?
No, it's a family account. Oh, yes, but I don't think anybody else would be listening to Left Field.
The reason you're here is to present Pope's presence, if you like. And today we're focusing in, photographic gifts. It's been a long week. But photographs are brilliant because it's very personal. And we have so many precious memories now caged up in our phones. And so often, more often than not, they don't get printed, do they? So what we're suggesting here today, and we're giving you loads of different ideas, is that you go through your camera roll and you spot that lovely photograph that you might have taken on summer holidays or at a family event that might mean something very special to somebody in your life if it's presented in the right way. And there's so many different things you can do now, as you're about to tell us. So you can do the normal stuff, like mugs and calendars and books and all that sort of thing.
No, but you're right. We're probably the most photographed generation. Well, we are the most photographed generation. I mean, I think there's about 6 photographs of me as a child in total, because my parents obviously didn't want to waste camera on photographing their children. They wanted to photograph hills or whatever it was they were into. But by contrast, my children are more photographed than like a top celebrity. Like, there's just like thousands of photographs. But I think it's really important that we keep them and we do something with them. So there's lots of different options out there. And as you say, mugs, wall and desk calendars, towels, key rings, mouse pads, water bottles. But there's three websites here that I'm going to recommend to people. There's photobox.ie, snapfish.ie and vistaprint.ie. Now, and then you can all, you know, so you can bring your, you can also bring your camera, your photographs into a local camera shop and they'll print them out and frame them and do a really nice job on it. But I've used Photobox myself, and what's really nice about that is you create these little books. So it's a bit like the old school photo albums of times past, except you don't actually get printed out photographs. They're kind of, the pictures appear as part of the book.
Uh-huh.
So, like, what you can do is you can do and this is something that you could almost start if you haven't got a tradition of it. So you could do the year in photographs, and you can select, you want 32 pages of pictures, you want 48 pages of pictures, or whatever it might be, and you know, they range in price then depending on how many pages you want to go with. And what they'll do is they put all the photographs in the book, they send them to you, and they just make a really, really nice present.
Yeah, and all of those, I'd say, websites do it.
They do the same thing. Yeah, exactly.
And Vistaprint.ie, so they all have variations on it.
Exactly,
theme,
yeah. and the prices will depend on how many photographs you're uploading.
Speaking of a theme, it's a thing that I go back to over and over again. One Christmas, Jenny just got me one of those books, and I think she called it Super Dad or something like that. But it was all photographs of me,
exactly,
mainly with very young children asleep in my chest.
Yeah. But and you know what? When you're 90,
yes,
those things will have real value. Yeah. And indeed, when your kids are 90 and their children are in their 60s or whatever it might be. Those kinds of things will have real value. Because I think the whole nature of photography is, I was saying, like, you know, we're the most photographed generation of all time, but it's also ephemeral. And if you lose the phone, well, or if the cloud, whatever the cloud is, if the cloud disappears, it takes all your pictures with it. So I think it's really important. And the nice thing is, it allows you to go through your camera roll, which A, is loads of fun, and B, you pick out the best photographs.
You're curating, to use a very modern word.
And the nice thing about phones is they make you look like a brilliant photographer. And it's like, oftentimes I take photographs of my children or my wife and they just come out stunning. Yeah. And they are stunning people.
Yes.
But like the pictures are amazing. I'm going, God, how did I do that? And basically I just pointed and clicked. And, you know, so that's another thing.
So all of that, go to any of those. But what we've done is we're sort of taking it for granted that people know about them, but we have signposted them and all this information will be up on our website.
And there's another one, and this is a great idea, and it's really cheap, really simple. It's Christmas baubles. But what you do is you get a Christmas bauble and you put pictures of your loved ones or indeed grandchildren or whatever it might be into the baubles. And there's a Christmas photo baubles from Home Store and More, and you can get a packet of four of them for $3.49, and they come with this little template, so you can cut the pictures along the template and they slot perfectly into the baubles.
Lovely idea.
There's another one here. Jigsaws are something else. Now, I hate jigsaws. Like, I struggle to do a 36 piece jigsaw that my children have. Like, I'm just, my brother on the other hand was amazing at jigsaws when we were children. I just didn't have that jigsaw gift. But you can get photographs turned into jigsaws, and some people would love that.
Now, sorry, do you know somebody in your life who would like the gift of a 500 piece jigsaw of their face? Do you know?
The thing is, you wouldn't be giving them a gift of their face, you'd be giving them a gift of your face, which is even worse. But you know, you can get that. They could range in price, and you can get them on Photobox, for instance, and you can get them in 49 piece, 100 piece, 200 piece, 500 piece, 1,000 piece, or if you really hate somebody, a 2,000 piece jigsaw of your face.
It is a novelty one, isn't it?
It's a bit of crack, and for somebody who likes puzzles, like, you know, it's the kind of and the whole idea of presents. It's not to give something that they intrinsically want forever, although some people do that.
Yeah.
It's to give them something that A, will give them a bit of a laugh on Christmas morning, and B, might give them a bit of joy after Christmas.
And I think about all of these ideas, it means that you've actually given it a bit of thought.
Exactly. Haven't you just walked into Brown Thomas or Arnott's and said, what's the dearest thing you have that I can afford, and take that? And then there's another one, pocket printers. Now, these are kind of...
Before you leave the jigsaws here, just somebody says, we got a photo jigsaw of our dog, Peppy. And the kids love it. So there's the family pet. That's not a bad idea.
And probably not as egocentric, maybe, as getting a photograph of yourself. but you could also get a photograph of a holiday snap that you took or something. Yeah. Something that means something to the family, and then you'd have fun piecing together all the pieces. So I kind of slag it off, but I can really see the value of it for other people who are more attuned to getting to fixing their puzzles.
Or less pocket, slaggy.
Pocket printers. Now, these, like, in many ways, they're really retro presents, because you're basically getting little mini printers that allow people to print out photographs themselves.
Ah, right. Okay, yeah.
Now, there's different types. There's zinc photo paper. Now, these use zero ink. A lot of this stuff is like, it's the science of photography.
It doesn't really matter. Just give us the products. Yeah.
So there's one called a Canon Zoe Mini, and it's on the Harvey Norman website for $84.95. Now, that's reduced from $134.
So a Canon Zoe Mini.
And it looks like for older teenagers, it might be brilliant, because you can use different frames and filters. So basically, it's like you're turning your Insta feed or your TikTok feed into a physical thing, so you can apply all the different filters and you can then turn it into stuff.
It's a nice
physical
idea.
Photographs that you can then keep, and you can, you know, make it into scrapbooks or posters or whatever it might be. And I can't forget the super socks, because the super socks are just fantastic. My family get me super socks every year. Now, some of your listeners will be going, what on earth are super socks? Basically, they're socks that have photographs of your nearest and dearest printed on them. Okay, and you can get them in Arnott's. You can get three pairs with your three children on them.
Right.
And then every morning you decide, which of my children do I love more today? I'll wear those socks. But my kids get a great laugh out of it.
You know, it is funny.
When I'm wearing their socks and I'm standing on them.
So you just deliver a photograph of whoever you want on your socks.
Well,
here's
the thing. Right. The queue in Arnott's for the super socks counter in the run-up to Christmas is around the block. Okay. Like, it is massive, because it's the kind of present that people realise that they really want on the 23rd of December. And by that stage, it's like everybody realises they really want it. So if you are interested in the Super Socks thing, they are in Arnott's, and I would really encourage you to do it early.
And can you do it online?
You can actually go onto the website, and I think, as far as I know, you can upload the info. But if not, you'd be as well off to be a physical presence in the shop going, here you go. Because I know that when my family have done it, they've done it in person.
Right.
And I'm not sure if the function exists online, but it's on the arnott's.ie website anyway.
Super Socks, I'm just looking at it here. Super Socks, your dog socks, €20. Yeah, so €20 for one pair, is it?
Yeah, they're not cheap.
No, they're not cheap, you're right. But then they're unique. They're unique.
Like, price would you put on your children, Ray, or your dog? And they are, do you know what, they're just, again, they're a nice thing. And there's another one here that's very popular, and they're digital photo frames. Now, they've come a long way in the last decade.
I was one of the trailblazers. I bought a number of them at the beginning.
You actually, Ray, you bought me one.
Did I? There you go. as a present,
a long time ago, back
see,
in
it. I thought it was, there was going to change how we live. The electronic photo frame.
Like, I thought this is a brilliant idea.
Yeah,
but they have got so much better.
Why didn't they work? I'm trying to figure out. They weren't user friendly.
They were kind of clunky to use. The resolution of the pictures wasn't
great.
Out of this world.
Yeah.
And then you can, you know, like, and they could be kind of distracting in the background of your living room, you know, just random photographs sliding across. But they have got much better. And I think digital photo frames are probably where we're going to go in the future.
Right. Give us a quick mention of them then.
There's the Aura Mason 9-inch Wi-Fi digital photo frame, which is available on curries.ie for €189.99. And the full price of that is €229.99. So that looks like a pretty good quality one to me.
So think photos, and loads of suggestions there. And all that information is going to be up on our website. And Conor Pope will be back presenting more Pope's presence presently. Thanks, Connor. Cormac and Sarah on the way with Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.